This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Indian Armed Forces have carried out precision strike on Pakistan military targets, including technical infrastructure, command and control center, radar sites and weapons storage areas, in retaliation to Islamabad's escalatory and provocative actions. India targeted Rafiki, Murid, Chaklala, Rahim Yar Khan, among others, using air-launched weapons from Indian fighter aircraft. In a special briefing on Operation Sindoor, Wing Commander Vyomika Singh elaborated the details of the actions taken by the armed forces. She informed that the Pakistan Army has been observed moving its troops towards forward areas, indicating an offensive intent to further escalate the situation. She asserted that Indian Armed Forces are in a state of operational readiness and all hostile actions have been effectively countered. She said radar sites in Pasur and Sialkot Aviation Base were also targeted. She added that Indian Armed Forces carried out precision attack only at identified military targets in response to Pakistan action.
Indian Armed Forces remain in a high state of operational readiness. All hostile actions have been effectively countered and responded appropriately. Indian Armed Forces reiterate their commitment to non-escalation, provided it is reciprocated by the Pakistan military.
Colonel Sofia Qureshi informed that Pakistani Army is continuously attacking the western borders by using drones, long-range weapons, loitering munitions and fighter jets. She said India effectively neutralized the attacks. She added that the Pakistani side tried to infiltrate through air at more than 26 places from Srinagar to Chelia, and they damaged the country's equipment and personnel at Air Force bases in Udhampur, Bhuj, Pathankot, Bhatinda. Colonel Qureshi added that Pakistan used high-speed missiles to target Punjab's airbase last night, and they even attacked health facilities and schools in Srinagar, Avantipur and Udhampur. She said Indian Armed Forces is committed to non-escalation, provided Pakistan's side reciprocates. Wing Commander Vyomika Singh also pointed towards the malicious misinformation campaign of Pakistani side that they destructed Indian S-400 system and damaged airfields at Suratgarh and Sirsa. She unequivocally rejected these false claims being spread by Pakistan. During the press conference, India also released time-stamped images showing its air bases unharmed to counter Pakistan's propaganda. The Pakistan government had claimed air bases at Sirsa and Suratgarh were targeted by their weapons system. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said it is Pakistani act that constituted provocation and escalation, and in response to Pakistani actions, India responded in a measured way. Foreign Secretary emphasized that Pakistan continues with its execrable and wanton campaign of targeting civilians and civilian infrastructure, especially in the states of Jammu and Kashmir and Punjab. Mr. Misri also rejected the Pakistan's claims of missile strikes on religious sites, terming it baseless. He also said that Pakistan is making frivolous allegation that Indian missiles have hit Afghanistan. He said Afghan people do not need to be reminded, and they are fully aware that which country have targeted civilians and country's infrastructure. Mr. Misri said that Pakistani officials also continue to make ludicrous claims about India firing missiles towards Sri Amritsar Sahib, as these lame attempts to divide India are doomed to failure.
Pakistani officials also continue to make ludicrous claims about India firing missiles towards Sri Amritsar Sahib. As I said, these lame attempts to divide India are doomed to failure.
And now we go over live to our correspondent Bhupendra for the latest updates. Bhupendra, what more details do you have with regard to the press conference by the armed forces in which they shared inputs on Operation Sindoor and the evolving situation?
Yeah, Anuja, last night the Indian Armed Forces retaliated and targeted Pakistan military bases. Many targets, including Pakistan Command and Control Center, radar sites and weapon storage areas were attacked. The Pakistani Army is also continuously attacking India's western borders using drones, long-range weapons and fighter jets. But these attacks are being effectively foiled by the armed forces. Pakistan tried to infiltrate by air at more than 26 places from Srinagar to Chalia, and they attacked Air Force bases in Udhampur, Bhuj, Pathankot, Bhatinda, and last night Pakistan used high-speed missiles to target the Air Force base in Punjab and also attacked the health facilities and school in Srinagar, Avantipur, and Udhampur. Apart from this, Pakistan is constantly making false claims about its action. India has denied these claims and said that Pakistan's claim of destroying the Indian S-400 system is baseless, and the news of damage to air base in Suratgarh and Sirsa is also false. At the same time, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said that Pakistan action are constantly increasing the tension. In response to this, India has responded in a restrained manner and committed to non-escalation provided Pakistan side reciprocates. Back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Bhupendra, for that comprehensive update. The Indian Army has destroyed Pakistani posts and terrorist launch pad from where tube-launched drones were being launched. The Indian Army said at around 5 a.m. this morning, multiple enemy-armed drones were spotted flying over Khalsa Cant at Amritsar in Punjab. The hostile drones were instantly engaged and destroyed by the air defense units. The Indian Army said that Pakistan's blatant escalation with drone strikes and other munitions continues along India's western borders. It added Pakistan's blatant attempt to violate India's sovereignty and endanger civilians is unacceptable. The Indian Defence Forces have also successfully thwarted the series of drone attacks at 26 locations by Pakistan last night, ranging from the Baramulla to Bhuj, situated at the international border and the line of control. These include suspected armed drones posing potential threats to civilian and military targets. According to defence sources, the locations include Baramulla, Srinagar, Avantipura, Nagarota, Jammu, Firozpur, Pathankot, Fazilka, Largal, Jant, Jaisalmer, Barmer, Bhuj, Kuarbet, and Lakhinala. Armed drones attempted to attack border districts in Punjab, including Firozpur, Amritsar, and Pathankot, but Indian Defence Forces successfully repulsed and neutralized these attempts. However, in Firozpur, a house was damaged and three family members were injured due to the attack, receiving burn injuries. They have been admitted to a government hospital and are reported to be safe. Meanwhile, the Border Security Force has completely destroyed the terrorist launch pad at Luni in District Sialkot, opposite Akhnoor area in Pakistan. Pakistan initiated unprovoked firing on BSF posts in the Jammu sector last night, which was responded in a commensurate manner, causing widespread damage to the post and assets of the Pakistan Rangers along the international boundary. India has abstained from voting at the International Monetary Fund IMF board meeting, which considered a fresh bailout package for Pakistan. India also raised concerns over the efficacy of IMF programs in case of Pakistan, given its poor track record, and also on the possibility of misuse of debt financing funds for the state-sponsored cross-border terrorism. The IMF reviewed the extended fund facility lending program of $1 billion and also considered a fresh resilience and sustainability facility lending program of $1.3 billion for Pakistan yesterday. India's all-out attack to counter Pakistan's aggression has left the terror spawning Pakistan anxious. As a result, Pakistan is now resorting to vindictive disinformation campaign in the digital space. From pushing fake videos to morphed images on social media platforms, Terror Factory Pakistan is making desperate attempt to mislead the media, distort the global narrative, and manipulate public perception.
Pakistan's despairing pursuit of propagating fake news on the digital battleground has been no different than its inevitable descent in shielding terrorism on its soil. A helpless Pakistan is now cornered to paint fake news and malicious content on the digital walls. A barrage of baseless content involving capturing of Indian soldiers and destruction of Indian defense systems is being hopelessly thrown by various Pakistani social media channels to whitewash and mask Pakistan's inescapable loss in the global media. A video claiming the capture of an Indian female Air Force pilot in Pakistan is being circulated in the social media. Similarly, a 2016 image is being peddled by various pro-Pakistan social media accounts to falsely claim that three fighter jets have been crashed in different areas of the Himalayan region. Another fake claim that an Indian pilot has ejected from a fighter jet over Pakistan-occupied Kashmir is also being disseminated across various platforms, which reflects the evident frustration of the terror breeding ground Pakistan. With Divakar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
And that is the end of this news bulletin.